We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Trainer got a big win this past week, beating Shenandoah 49-0. And a big matchup this week with Underwood. Trainer head coach Jeff Casey joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team after the win over the Mustangs?
Yeah, I feel real good about these guys. They're playing really well right now. You know, we identified some things a couple weeks ago after that Van Meter loss in week two, and went to work real hard the last couple weeks, and had two really good victories here against Pella Christian and Shenandoah the last 2 weeks. So happy with where we're at.
What can you say about the run defense, particularly this week? I mean, the defense overall did really great to get the shutout, but to limit Shenandoah, which is just 2 yards rushing, pretty impressive there. And maybe some of that was some sacks on Joe O'Rourke or whatever, but what can you say about what the defense did there?
Yeah, some of it was definitely on sacks. I think we had 5 sacks on the evening, but even when you take those out, you know, we limited them to pretty low yardage on the ground. So that was a big focus for us. We really placed an emphasis on that. You know, we played some really good running backs the previous 3 weeks, and we knew that Shenandoah was going to present some run threats to us as well. And so, you know, we just hunkered down and got to work and challenged the kids a little bit. And I think our coaches put together a pretty good, darn good plan for the kids, and then the kids executed really well. So a lot of kids played just outstanding games. We didn't have, if you look at the tackle chart, didn't have a ton of big numbers from a statistic standpoint for any one kid, but there was a lot of balance across the board. A lot of guys getting in on 3-4 tackles apiece, which was great.
Yeah. Well, who were some of the guys that you liked in terms of their pressure on the quarterback? I mean, Jude Thiel looks like he led the way with 2 sacks on the night.
Jude had a great game. We moved Jude to nose guard this year. He'd been playing some linebacker for us the last couple of years. He's a senior and just kind of been biding his time, waiting for an opportunity. And he's played a huge role for us so far this season. And he's just so athletic at the nose. He probably got some, you'd probably call it unusual athleticism for a nose. He's a taller, lankier kid, but he runs so well. So when it's those passing situations, he's really good at getting back there and pressuring the quarterback. And our 2 defensive ends, Dane Gouton and Will Sader, had great games as well, causing some havoc in the backfield.
Going from a linebacker to nose guard, that's a pretty big pretty big switch there. And and he apparently is working for you.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we had a bunch of kids at linebacker, and we needed some depth on the defensive line. And so Jude's a good, you know, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid, and he really wasn't getting an opportunity to play before this year. But, you know, we knew that he had some skill sets that we could take advantage of, and we think we found a good spot for him.
So this week's game with Underwood, I mean, both teams are 3-1 on the season. Both teams ranked. Both teams are playing good football right now, coming off of great offensive performances. Can you keep that defense going this week, going up against a much tougher opponent?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, this is a high-powered offense. I think they're first in the state in Class 1A in total yardage. They're always going to be up there in points scored per game. So a quarterback in his third year starting, it's going to be a tough task, obviously. But again, I got trust in our defensive coaches, our defensive players, that we'll put a good plan together and work hard this week in practice and get ready. I think the one thing that, you know, always worries you when you play a team like this is, again, you're going against a quarterback that's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of snaps, a lot of games. The game just kind of slows down for a kid like that in general. And he just elevates the play of everybody around him so well. He the way he can throw the ball and make decisions. And he's running the football really well this year, too, which is an aspect that they started to utilize the second time we played him last year. And it certainly makes a big difference for them.
How do you match up against their receivers? Because they apparently got a lot of guys who can catch the football.
They do. They're similar to us in that aspect, that there's a lot of guys. You don't have the one or maybe 2 guys that you lean on throughout the whole game that are going to rack up a bunch of yardage and stats. But there's a whole bunch of kids that are going to contribute. So you really got to be aware of the entire field. You know, sometimes you play a team and you can kind of focus in on 1 or 2 guys in the receiving game. But with a team like Underwood, you know, everybody's got to be sharp and everybody's got to be ready, because they'll They'll be running routes all over the field. And then they'll sub some guys in and they'll do the same thing. And so, I feel like we're similar. And so our kids get a big taste of that in practice every day, having to guard so many talented kids like that.
What about their defense? And when you look at their tackle chart, nothing really stands out the most. I mean, they just have a lot of different guys who could play football there. What do you see from their defensive side?
Yeah, it's funny as you're kind of talking about all this, it sometimes feels like you're almost describing us in a way. A lot of different guys contributing. Again, it's an experienced group. They have some players up front with a lot of snaps. A couple linebackers have been playing a lot of varsity football. You kind of get sick of it because it feels like the same kids out there every year. But they do such a good job of integrating young talent into their varsity program. And getting those kids experience so that by the time they are juniors and seniors, they're really, really good football players. And that's what we're going to be seeing on Friday night. Their middle linebacker, Grady Jones, one of those kids. I feel like we've been playing him forever, but he's a really good football player. He's a big, strong, physical kid. And, you know, he's got a lot of kids around him that are the same way.
Last year, of course, you met twice. You beat them in the regular season, but they came back and beat you in the postseason. But both games were close. Both games separated by 1 point. I mean, what is does any of that read into in this game? And maybe your boys might remember the playoff loss a little bit that are back from last year.
They might. I've tried to really focus on it's 2025. It's not 2024. We're a little bit different as a team than we were last year. Obviously a lot of different kids playing and, but different skill sets, different talents on the field now. And so, you know, our approach to things is the same. We're still going to prepare and game plan and practice and all that stuff the way we would have last year, but, just different kids on the field and same thing for Underwood. You know, they've got a lot of familiar faces, like I said, but they've also got some new kids that have stepped up into new roles and first time varsity players. And so, there might be a little bit of that. I think when our two teams get together, it's just a big rivalry game anyway. So everybody gets excited regardless.
And just from a district standpoint, I mean, Tri-Center is they've been dealing with some injuries. They're still going to maybe have something to say about this district, but clearly the winner of this game has the upper hand in the district. So, you know, how do you see it from that standpoint? It's just a huge football game.
It is. I kind of look at every game that way. Every game's really important from a district standpoint. You know, once we hit that week four game last week, every one of them matters. Every one of them's big. We'll take it one at a time and focus on getting this one. And then we'll start the next week over next week.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against Underwood. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer Football, joining us here on KSOM.